Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Jorn, good morning to everyone. Thank you, first of all, for circulating this draft of the report. It is indeed a very good basis for basing our discussions this week. Jorn, on the paragraph number 12, general considerations, in the third bullet point, the first comment is on this use of the word essential. Nuclear disarmament verification is an essential element of the nuclear disarmament process. I think this needs to be strengthened. And while keeping essential, we could add the word and indispensable, because I don't think anyone in this room would disagree that nuclear disarmament verification would be an indispensable part of nuclear disarmament itself. And without a good credible verification regime, no state party, possessor or not, would have confidence in the disarmament process. So add the words and indispensable. Once you add the word indispensable, I see a bit of a contradiction with the next sentence, because if we can't verify it credibly, there's doubts about disarmament process itself. We do not want to see it. I don't think that this should be used as a pretext to stall progress or prevent progress. But in the unlikely scenario that we are not ready for credible verification, we cannot have a BWC-type treaty on nuclear weapons, getting rid of nuclear weapons, where we put the norm in place, the legal obligation in place to disarm, but are not able to verify it. Somehow we have to square this circle, and I agree that it should not be a pretext, but we need to develop those techniques and those arrangements. I do not, unfortunately, have a concrete language suggestion here, but maybe I could get back to you later with one. But just to flag this particular point, in the bullet right after that, which is bullet number 4, I would suggest that we, first of all, split the two thoughts here. The first one is that any nuclear disarmament verification regime will always be linked to specific treaty obligations. This is one thought. And then having all parties having equal right to participate in the process, it's a second thought. So suggest that this bullet be split, the two thoughts. And in the first thought, we replace the word linked with dependent, meaning any nuclear disarmament verification regime will always be dependent on specific treaty obligations, not just linked on it, linked to it. And as far as the second thought is concerned, indeed, all parties will have an equal right to participate in the process of treaty verification. This is a principle that we agreed in the previous GGE, and it's also included in the disarmament verification principles of the UNDC and implied in a SSOD1 final document as well. But how those states' parties will participate in the process will be defined by the treaty. Maybe possessors have a different role in it. Maybe non-nuclear weapon states have a different role. Maybe the international body, the inspectorate we set up, has a different role. We need to insert not a caveat, but a qualifier here, which highlights that it will be in accordance with the provisions of the treaty. So the concrete language suggestion is all parties shall have or will have equal right to participate in the process of verification in accordance with the provisions of the treaty or in accordance with treaty obligations. In the bullet right after that, this is my last point, which is the bullet number 5. In the first sentence, there's a mention of initiatives. There is value in considering general aspects of nuclear disarmament verification that could be applicable in unilateral or multilateral nuclear disarmament initiatives. I think the word initiatives needs to be replaced with the treaty or convention or legally binding instrument or something to that effect, but certainly not initiatives, which implies some voluntary arrangement. In the second sentence, where you speak about developing feasible options for verification in ongoing or future efforts aimed at so on. I think again we need a reference to treaty provisions. So my concrete suggestion is we say the sentence should read, knowledge and capabilities from past and present verification experiences can help develop feasible options for treaty provisions on verification in and so on and so forth. Thank you very much.